This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Victor, listening in Bayside, New York. Hi, Victor.
How are you doing, sir? How are you?
Fine, thank you.
My question is, I know last week you touched on the subject on the second coming of Christ. I know Christ was born, the virgin, died, and rose again in the third day. Would that consider the second coming of Christ?
No. No, that's Jesus Christ came initially in the incarnation, and he will come again at the end of time. When he does, he promises that he will put all things to right, that the dead will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, and that the problem of sin and Satan will be fully and finally resolved. That has not happened yet, and therefore the second coming of Jesus Christ has not taken place yet.
Okay. No, that makes absolute sense. Trying to explain that to people who say, oh, but he died, rose again, that would consider the second coming, but just to explain those who are not in the faith, who say, no, not really, you come again to judge the living and the dead.
Yeah, this is something that happened in the first coming of Jesus Christ. He came in a miraculous fashion, and that's why we as Christians hold to both natural and supernatural explanations for what we encounter in the universe. The universe itself, of course, is an effect that requires a supernatural explanation. So we are open-minded. We allow for both natural and supernatural explanations. But also, Jesus Christ, in the centerpiece of the Christian faith, not only had the power to lay down his life on behalf of humanity, but to take it up again, thus demonstrating that he is God in human flesh. This is all part of his first coming. And then Jesus Christ, when he ascends to heaven, tells his disciples that he will, in fact, return. And that when he does, he'll put all things to right. Jesus said, do not be amazed at this. The time is coming when all in the grace will come out. Some will rise to live and some will rise to be eternally condemned. That is something that is going to happen in the future. In the meantime, if you die, you're absent from the body, present with the Lord. When Jesus Christ returns, the soul will return to the body. And that body, as Jesus predicted, will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. Some will rise, as Jesus said, to everlasting life and some to everlasting condemnation.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.